Ramot says, "V'misalke moisim mishum vinon ba'alma." Like we said before, that just a rumor, gossip, is not enough of a reason to remove from his position. There's a rumor that he was found to be with a non-Jewish woman. Even such a terrible rumor, it's not enough grounds to remove him. Or somebody said that he turned somebody over to the authorities in a fashion that was also for him to do. If it's just a rumor, it's not enough of a reason to remove him. Mishnah Berurah says, though, if there is a serious rumor, they should set up a Beis Din and investigate. Sometimes a rumor is true, sometimes it's not. Yeah. Kamuvan, lechatchila, one should, the tzibur should not pick a chazan that has these rumors going on. Jeez, there are more avil and boru of Aden that the yitzid is a mavir mos, like I said before, that the witnesses that he did these avirus, we remove him. Yeah, if he did shuva before they managed to remove him, he could continue his position. Kamuvan, it's real shuva. Yeah. Shliya tzibur should sheichet uboidek. If the chazan is also a sheichet, you should change the garments. If anybody was in a slaughterhouse, they know there's a lot of unpleasant smells and different things, blood and things going all over the place. So he should change his garments before he becomes a chazan. It says that the Shliach Tzibur, that for whatever reason is, he saw carry at night, had a discharge at night. So it's a proper thing that he should be toiv himself beforehand, especially on Yom Le'Rayim. Kamuvan, in Yom Kippur, he doesn't have the eggs, but on Rosh Hashanah, should do that. The main race of Hachel of the God of Shasta Tfil is found by being wasted. This person has clothing, his work clothing are very unpleasant, then we remove him from his position if he does not want to change it. Shasiva, Hamanalam, Piv, Omidanim, Vishiri Nochem. If the Chazan says these curse words, or he sings Goyish tunes, we tell him to stop. That's also grounds to remove him from the position. Mr. Bruce says that we're not talking about just regular Goyish tunes, we're talking about tunes, liturgy, or whatever they call it, for church music, whatever music. The person goes to a kois, instead of going to a Jewish kois, he goes to a Goyish court. Then he's supposed to be Shliach Tzibur for Hashanah Yom Kippur, unless he did Shuva. And it's considered a serious affair unless he got permission from the Beis Din. Talking about, obviously, if he went to a secular court and they passed him against Halacha and he took the money, he's a ganav also. Even if he passed him equivalent to the Halacha, but the excellent fact that he went to secular court is considered a serious affair. So, Shliach Tzibur Shehizkin. The Shliach Tzibur got old. The Rosh Hashanah has been doing the style of talking. He wants his son to start helping him out. So, after Pichain Koil, Benoy, or his Kikoiloi, even though his son's voice is not as pleasant as the father's, Mamal, Mokim, the Shah's Lorem, Benoy, Koilim, the Cholotim, and Sibiochim, the Chosbiyot. If he's in good standing, then the son of the Chazan has preference over everybody else. If he's a decently good Chazan, even if he's less than the father, which brings from the Rashba, that if it goes for any appointed position, the son has the right to continue as long as he's more or less not in for the position. Yeah. Okay.